Penguin Random House Audio presents Hey, You Up? For a Serious Relationship, How to Turn Your Booty Call into Your Emergency Contact. Read for you by the authors Emily Axford and Brian Murphy.
Introduction.
When you're single, it feels like you're surrounded by happy couples. You imagine all of your friends in relationships constantly having mind-blowing sex, occasionally coming up for air in candlelit steak dinners. In your head, all they do is bone and brunch and go on hikes and ignore your text messages. Somehow, they've managed to thrive in the very same dating pool in which you are currently drowning. What's it going to take for some hot lifeguard to finally pull you out? And maybe let you live in their penthouse rent-free because they also happen to be rich? You know, one of those wealthy lifeguards who works by choice? Why does it seem like everyone can find love but you? You are objectively a great catch. You are a learned person who reads books, sort of. You have enough disposable income to buy books, presumably. And you have a great sense of humor because you're enjoying this book so far, definitely. You should be the one having tantric sex in your king-size bed with your conventionally attractive soulmate and ignoring your friend's texts about the weird bird they just saw.
But your friends' relationships aren't as glamorous as they seem. For every romantic getaway that they document on Instagram, there are 26 Costco runs, 18 mandatory family gatherings, and at least 2 fights about whether or not they should get insurance on the rental car. In fact, they're jealous of you. You don't have to attend your nephew-in-law's christening this weekend. You are free to waste your whole Sunday on a hangover. Single people have no one to hold them accountable. Everyone wants the companionship and security of a relationship, but with the passion and enthusiastic oral sex of being single. It's like that movie Blade, where Wesley Snipes has the advantages of being a vampire without any of the weaknesses. Is that too much to ask? To get all the good parts of a relationship without any of the bad? And to have vampire strength, but also be immune to wooden stakes? Well, we're here to tell you that you can have it all, because we found it.
We are Murph and Emily. Before we got together, we knew each other as co-workers at collegehumor.com. That all changed when we got a little too tipsy at a work party and ended the night dancing naked to Frank Ocean. It was sweet. It was romantic. It was the most 2012 thing you could do outside of voting for Mitt Romney. Our secret office romance was secret for about 2 hours, and we continued to raise eyebrows when we moved in together after only 3 months. The general reaction was a mixture of concern and awe. As our friend David put it, "This is either going to end in marriage or murder-suicide." Luckily for us, it ended in marriage. We got engaged 6 months in and married shortly thereafter at a wedding venue that a cultured person might describe as reminiscent of a medieval hamlet, but we described as mad Lord of the Ringsy. Since getting hitched, we've continued to work together as comedy partners, collaborating on a ton of successful and unsuccessful internet, TV, and now literary projects. If you don't know us from Hot Date, College Humor, or Adam Ruins Everything, you would probably recognize us as that couple in your Facebook feed that occasionally pops up having sex in a comedy sketch. We haven't made the shift to actual porn yet, but who knows what will happen if this book doesn't sell.
Somehow we managed to work together, live together, and sleep together without killing each other. We've got what everybody wants and what every so-called qualified relationship expert says isn't out there. Someone just like you that you also want to bone. It's for this reason that our friends, skeptical at first, now come to us for advice. How can I be like you? How can I find my soulmate and nail them down in no time flat after a series of rash decisions? We'll show you. Out of the goodness of our hearts, but also to fulfill our publishing contract. This book is a step-by-step guide through every stage of a relationship. We'll take you from your first hookup to consummating the marriage doggy style. If you're already in a relationship, there's still plenty to glean here, but you could always skip ahead to the section that best applies to you for maximum glean. If you're single and/or know how books work, you can just start at the beginning. Be aware, some of our advice is not to be taken literally. This is comedy, after all. Ahead are a series of satirical stories and essays that can be applied to your own life as you see fit. You know, like the Bible. Also, like the Bible, we recommend you start pushing this book on all your friends and maybe even go door to door asking people if they're ready to accept Murph and Emily into their hearts. If any hotel managers are listening, feel free to place this in every dresser in your establishment. We promise it has almost as much weird sex stuff as any holy text.
Part 1. Hooking up. Our story. We got drunk at a work event and went down on each other.
This book is about finding your soulmate. And the first step to finding your soulmate is to drunkenly make out with your soulmate in the back of a cab that you'll forget you paid for until you look at your bank statement. Welcome to the hookup scene. We hope you brought a travel toothbrush. Navigating this hive of scum and villainy, and in some cases HPV, can be tricky. How can you be sure that you're hooking up with the one and not some jamoke who just happened to look good in the low lights of that painfully self-aware dive bar? You can't. You can, however, up your chances of knocking boots with the one if you narrow your pool of potential hookups. Maximize your chances of going home with a winner by ruling out the losers. You'll thank us when you don't wake up on an air mattress next to a 34-year-old wannabe DJ named Klaus.
Stop hooking down and start hooking up. Let's be honest. You don't always make the best decisions for yourself. Sometimes you miss the FedEx delivery because you're too scared to answer a phone call from an unknown number. Sometimes you go to McDonald's and order the Quarter Pounder value meal instead of the much more sensible fruit and yogurt parfait. Sometimes you stay up all night just so that you can sleep on your 3-hour flight to Houston the next day. Then you're too tired to enjoy Houston's famed Lyndon B. Johnson Space Center. You do the same thing when you sleep with someone who should be below your standards, like somebody who doesn't have a job, or even worse, somebody who works in social media. That's not hooking up. That's hooking down, and you're not going to sleep your way to the one by hooking down. Let's examine some of the people you're likely to run into on a night out. Listen to this book at a bar, and we'll help you sort the creepers from the keepers. Go ahead. We'll wait. We'll have two of whatever you're drinking. Two for each of us.
Come on, a TGI Fridays? You don't want to have sex with someone who's been eating loaded potato skins all night. Let's go somewhere that doesn't have snowshoes on the wall. Okay, that's better. Now look around. Who do you see?
A guy with a Macklemore haircut.
Why shouldn't you pounce on this trend-hopping fashionista who may or may not know that his haircut is identical to the signature do of the Hitler Youth? Because he might be a Nazi. Or, equally distressing, he brought a picture of Macklemore to his barber and said, like this. Either way, this guy is a serious hook down.
A girl with purple hair.
Ah, a girl with purple hair is like a horse wearing a fake horn. The first time it was done, everyone was like, wow, cool, a unicorn. How unique and quirky. But then a bunch of horses started doing it, and it stopped being special, and you stopped believing in unicorns. As interesting as it might seem at first, having sex with a horse is a major hook down.
Some dude with a leather messenger bag.
Nothing says, I'm ready to be a live-in boyfriend, like a leather messenger bag. Because inside every leather messenger bag is a leather-bound moleskin notebook. And you know what's in that? Feelings. This is a man who thinks and feels and feels and thinks and would love nothing more than to feed you his signature pancakes and teach you how to make French press coffee after you hook up on his tasteful leather couch. So much leather.
A woman with bangs.
Bangs take maintenance, which means she's probably responsible. Not to mention there's a 95% probability that anyone with bangs likes baking. After all, bangs are the apron of the face, which is perfect because you like eating. Enjoy the smell of fresh red velvet cronuts while you hook up. Note, if those bangs are uneven and freshly cut, stay away. This recently dumped hot mess hasn't even started the eat phase of her
Sample complete. Ready to continue?